the FBI agent's conversations with George Papadopoulos is because when an FBI agent sends in informants to someone they're looking at, typically those conversations are recorded, right? Those people are wired.
Yeah, I mean, if the Bureau is going to send an informant in, the informant's going to be wired. And if the Bureau is monitoring telephone calls, there's going to be a transcript of that. And some of us have been fortunate enough to know whether or not those transcripts exist, but they haven't been made public. And I think one in particular is going, it has the potential to actually persuade people. Very little on this Russia probe, I'm afraid, is going to persuade people who hate Trump or who love Trump. But there is some information in these transcripts that I think has the potential to be a game changer if it's ever made public.
You say that's exculpatory evidence. And when people see that, they're going to say, wait, why wasn't this presented to the court earlier?
Yeah, you know, Johnny Ratcliffe is rightfully exercised over the obligations that the government has to tell the whole truth to a court when you are seeking permission to spy or do surveillance on an American. And part of that includes the responsibility of providing exculpatory information or information that tends to show the person did not do something wrong. If you have exculpatory information and you don't share it with the court, that ain't good. I've seen it. Johnny's seen it.